Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to increase in his status and his levels, and Allah azza wa jalla established, and Allah azza wa jalla established his religion and supported him over his enemies. Allah gave him his success in all of his affairs until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and at that time he had reached a level and a status that individuals before him did not reach, from virtues and blessings and that which brings coolness to the eyes and comfort to the heart. And we mentioned last week, you know, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and raised his status. And we mentioned examples of that in the fact that in order for an individual to come into the fold of Islam, he has to declare his belief in Allah and his belief in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, the adhan in the call to the prayer, the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being mentioned. Likewise, in the salat, at the end of salat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. In the salat, at the end of the salat, O Allah, send may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, just as you have blessed Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim, to the end of the dua. So many places Allah Azza wa Jal has elevated the status of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spread the religion. Allah Azza wa Jal, by way of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah spread this religion in a period of 23 years. In a period of 23 years, Allah Azza wa Jal allowed this religion to become firm and established, and it continues to spread throughout the earth. And it continues to spread throughout the earth, as the statistics has it, as the fastest growing religion in the world. And this religion was established by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a period of 23 years. And you have individuals that, from amongst the disbelievers, that affirm that the most influential man in history was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, in addition to those different fada'il, Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be given the shafa'atul uzma, the tremendous great intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The tremendous great intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the people are in a state of distress and worry, and they want the reckoning to begin, and the people go to the different prophets from Ulul Azm. They go to the different prophets. They go to Nuh, they go to Ibrahim, they go to Musa, they go to Ulul Azm from the prophets and the messengers, and the people wind up at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of the prophets will say, "It's not for me." All of the prophets will say, "It's not for me," until they arrive at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prostrate to Allah azza wa jal and praise Allah and glorify Allah in a manner which he has never been praised and glorified. And then Allah azza wa jal would say, "O Muhammad, raise your head, ask and you will be answered, intercede and your intercession will be accepted." So Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi says, so this is another example of the tremendous status that Allah Azza wa Jal has given his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.